All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Tanya Leibel-Guire, the director of an upcoming play by the Pontiac Community Players, to discuss a little bit about their production and what's going to be going on here later this month. Tanya, how's it going?
It's good. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. No worries. So this new play, could you talk a little bit about what it is and how you guys chose this play specifically?
Well, I actually chose another play, oddly enough, but we had some casting restrictions. A few of my regulars couldn't be in the play, so I had to pivot, and we ended up having a very female-heavy audition and pool to go from. So I tried to find a play that fit those needs, and that's how I came across Marian, or The True Tale of Robin Hood.
Could you talk a little bit about the timeline of that process? How far in advance are you guys choosing these plays?
It actually depends. I've been in the theater programs pretty much all of my life in one way or another. So the original piece that I wanted to do, I've actually wanted to do for 20 years. And I finally got the approval from the board. I had two actors in mind. And then unfortunately, those were the two actors that couldn't join us this summer. So with my experience, I knew where I needed to look. So pretty much within a week of realizing that I didn't have my actors for my original one, I came across this one. It's a relatively new piece in the theater world. It's a farce, which the Pontiac Players really like to do for our end of summer show. So it just fit perfectly with the restrictions I had and what our audience loves to see.
And so how big is the cast and how long you guys have been working on Marian here?
We've been working on it pretty steadily since at least June. I've been doing other little bits of it probably since April. And we have about 10 or 11 of us, but the majority of us, except for two or three cast members, play multiple roles.
Interesting. And I think a lot of people are at least somewhat familiar with the Robin Hood story, but can you give us a brief synopsis there of Marian?
Well, Marian takes the original tale and puts a little spin on it. And this won't ruin it for the audience. You'll figure this out within the first two lines of the play. Robin Hood was Marian in disguise the entire time, is the premise of this particular piece. So Marian is Robin Hood and vice versa. It's a neat take on a very old story that we all know very well. And I thought the way that the playwright had done it was ingenious. It still kept true to the storyline, but it added a little spin on things. And then the added farcical aspect where, you know, one group of people is always in on the joke and one person isn't makes it so much more funny.
And you're directing this as well? Do you have any other roles within the production?
Yes, because we were limited for cast members, I am also acting in it. And normally I would not take a principal role, which I do have this year. I'm actually Marian and Robin Hood. And then we have another lead played by Leona Lalonde, and she's our Alan of Dale. And she is absolutely wonderful.
And so is this your first time actually directing? I know you've been involved with the Community Players for quite some time, but is this your first time directing?
No, this is my fourth.
Fourth? Jeez.
Yes. I've been involved for about 7 years, and they utilized my skills right from the start, and I could not be happier.
And so the production itself is coming up here. Could you talk a little bit about where you guys are going to be performing and how people can go about getting tickets?
Yes. It's at Coronation Hall, which is 206 Chemin River in Bristol. That's the apple orchard and the cidery. The dates are August 23rd to the 26th. Our showtime is 7:30 p.m. and tickets are $20. On the Wednesday show, the 23rd, we actually do a dinner theater evening, and that starts at 6 o'clock for the dinner. And the show, again, will start at 7:30, and all tickets can be purchased at Coronation Hall.
Tanya, yes. I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with us about this play. It sounds interesting. If there's anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know or anything that we've neglected to mention here in the past few minutes, I'll give you the last word here.
I just wanted to let everybody know that this is going to be a great piece. My actors have given 100% for this. I've got an incredible stage manager and set designer and costume person. The young lady doing my lights, it is going to be very, very different set-wise and look-wise than we've ever done before in this space. And I cannot wait, as well as my actors cannot wait to put it up for you guys. So thank you so much for having me on your program.
No worries. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. You take care.